here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Well, here we are once again. In fact, it's nice to be back on a Wednesday. Last week, because of Ag in Motion, we moved this competition to a Tuesday. Felt kind of weird to be doing it on a Tuesday. But we're back, our regular time at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. It is your opportunity to hear our question of the day. We'll ask you a skill testing question. I don't know if it's skill testing. It's more of a memory testing. Do you know this piece of information? Are you able to recall it in a way that you're the first person to call in and give us the right answer? The phone lines are officially open at 1-877-332-8255. You have to play by phone. You can't win by texting in the answer. And we ask that you haven't won in this calendar year, so you're not a 2026 winner. Those are the only rules. And thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel, we have got a Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener limited edition t-shirt for the winner. And last week, that was Ron Rotz, who is a cattle farmer in the Lestock area, and I'm happy to have Ron by phone today. Ron, how are you going? How are things going today?
Good and warm.
Warm is right, yes. It's been, you're reigning champ. Did the town of Lestock at least recognize your skill in some way?
Well, not so much the town, but there was a parade of cattle went by the house here, tails waving, and I don't think it was just horse flies and mosquitoes.
I was going to say, it had nothing to do with the horse flies. They were proud of you, Rod. I appreciate it. Well, last week we asked the question, although many of us have done this, I can't imagine doing it for nearly 70 years as one person did. You knew the answer.
Yeah, hiccups.
Hiccups, that's right, 70 years to have the hiccups. That was your key to being a winner, and now you're going to give someone else that opportunity. Pass the torch. I know you've got today's question. Let's hear it.
All right. They say good things take time. This can take 2 weeks to create. What is it?
They say good things take time. This can take 2 weeks to create. What is it? Love it. Thanks for the question, Ron. Thanks for being such a good champ.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Always appreciate it. 1-877-332-8255. Okay. By the way, these questions, I was just saying to Frank, these in the day of AI, like we used to have to try and make them Google proof. Making them AI proof, that's next level. So if it feels like it's a broad question, I guess it kind of is, because we'll narrow it down with some hints as we go. But the question is, they say good things take time. This can take 2 weeks to create. What are we talking about? 1-877-332-8255. Okay, phone lines are open for you. Dennis out of Saskatoon is our first caller. Dennis, this is a pretty wide open category here, but let's hear what you've got for me.
Evan, I think sourdough bread, because it is a good thing when it's created. So the starter for sourdough bread.
That's a great guess. Great guess, and kind of a trendy thing right now. I feel like lots of people are into making sourdough bread, but no, it's not sourdough bread. 1-877-332-8255. Again, the question, they say good things take time. This can take 2 weeks to create. What are we talking about? Let's go to Craven, Saskatchewan next. I've got Greg on the line. Greg, what do you think?
I was thinking sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is a good guess. Does it take 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's got to sit, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not the answer. No, that's not what we're looking for, but thanks for playing along. Not sourdough, not sauerkraut. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go to Mooseman. Is it Ryan?
Brian.
Brian, okay. You guys have a big weekend coming up. Isn't this the fireworks weekend?
I do not know. I don't live here. I'm just here for the hours.
Okay, well, listen, if you're there for the weekend, I'm pretty sure it's August 1st and 2nd. They have their big fireworks competition, which is a cool thing. Okay, Brian, what do you got for me?
Wag, I'm going to go stalactite.
What was it, sorry?
Stalactite.
Oh, okay, so like in a cave.
Yeah.
Good guess, but no. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. What do you think is the answer? The question again, they say good things take time. This can take 2 weeks to create. What are we talking about? Let's go to Maureen in Saskatoon.
Is it jelly beans?
Oh my gosh. It is jelly beans. Where did you pull that from, Maureen?
A couple years ago, we went to the Jelly Belly factory in California.
Oh my gosh. You are proof that retaining a small nugget of information can be profitable. Because the answer is jelly beans. That's outstanding. So here's the process. And you probably learned this. It starts with heating a mixture of sugar, cornstarch, corn syrup, and water. Add the flavorings. Put it into the shape. And then you got to let it sit. And then they go through a steam bath, a sugar shower. They're placed in a spinning machine where layers of sugar and syrup are slowly built up over a couple of days. They rest some more. More syrup is added. They're inspected. They're taste tested. They're stamped with the Jelly Belly logo. And it can take somewhere between 7 and 14 days.
Yeah.
Maureen, you impressed me this morning. I said to Frank, oh, this is going to be a tough one today. We are going to be hard-pressed to get a winner, but you knew. Maureen, what is your last name?
Peru.
Peru, and what keeps you busy in Saskatoon?
I'm a teacher, LAT.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. And so it was the Jelly Belly tour, the factory tour, where you learned about the length of time to make a jelly bean.
Yes, sir.
All right. Will you be going to the Saskatoon X, by the way?
No, we will not.
You're not an ex. Do you have memories? Did you go as a kid?
Nope.
No.
We're typically away for August.
You know, it's funny you say that because I've got a couple of people that texted in today that said, my dad used to plan our family trips around the exhibition so that we would go on a trip instead of going to the exhibition. Well, Maureen, you're a great winner. You are the winner of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Have you won this competition before?
No, we have not.
Wow. Well, you are a winner. When you say we, do you have an accomplice with you?
Yeah, my mom is with me.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Maureen, I'm going to get you to hang on the line. Frank's got to get some information. We got to ship a T-shirt out to you. Congratulations so much.
Thank you so much.
Maureen, Saskatoon knew the answer. They say good things take time. This can take 2 weeks to create a jelly bean. Who knew someone that a couple of years ago did a tour of the Jelly Belly factory in the States and it pays off? Oh, I love it. Congratulations to Maureen. Thank you to everyone that played along. I was already trying to come up with some clues to help people. I was thinking this was going to go for a while. Frank, did you even have a song pick? You did? Okay, well, we'll find out what the song was when we come back. Frank usually likes to pick out a song that maybe gives a little bit of a hint when we come back for the second segment. So why don't we go back to the exhibition discussion? We were talking about your favorite memories growing up. Did you go to the exhibition? I've talked about all of mine. I mean, gosh, every year the exhibition, I look forward to it. I saved for it because you knew you were going to spend a little bit of money on food and rides and games. We all have memories. There's some good ones, actually, on the Evan Bray Show Facebook page. I'll read some of those, but shoot us a text if you've got one you'd like to share or give us a call. Phone lines are open up for you again, 1-877-332-8255. We'll be back with more exhibition memories from our past on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.